You sometimes see these people walking and very from with their talus and tefillin in the street, and they're running, and they're, you know, and especially, you know, the talus over their head, and they don't even see where they're going. They're very holy people. Is that correct? Is that not correct? So Shulchan Aruch, Menuchas Tefillin, says that Achar Shalavish Talus, first you put on the talus, Yaniach Tefillin, then you put on Tefillin. Why? Shemalin Bekodesh, because you always go up in Kedusha. So first it sits, this is a lower level, then you put on the Tefillin, that's a higher level, and you go up in Kedusha. Says the Zohar, cited in the Beis Yosef, he writes like this, Manda'ayu Lebekinishta, someone who goes to shul, kanofik mitare, and when he enters the gates of the shul, v'lo tefillin bereishe, but he's not wearing tefillin, v'tzitzis b'levushe, he's not wearing tzitzis, v'omer, and he says, as he walks into the doors of the shul, eshtacha v'elheichal kodshecha birasecha, I bow to your heichal and with yira. Kudsha brichu amar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down at such an individual who's not wearing talus and tefillin when he walks into shul. Amar, he says, Anu morai, where is his bira secha? V'da asid sadusa de shikra. This guy's a liar, because he says, Eshtacha ve el heichal kodshecha bira secha, but he's not wearing any bira secha. That is what the Zohar says. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, and it's cited in the Shulchan Aruch as well, the next halacha is Mishu Zor B'Talus Katan. If someone's careful to wear tzitzis, Yo B'Shenu, first he puts it on at home, V'Yaniach Tfilin B'Beso, he should put on tfilin in his house, the Shulchan Aruch. V'Yelich Lavush B'Tzitzis, he should go to Shua wearing tzitzis, U'Muchter B'Tfilin L'Beso Knesses. He's already wearing tfilin when he enters into the base, into the Shul. V'Sham, and then in Shul, then he puts on his Talus Gadol. Says the Ramah, don't worry, you don't have to do it that way, but put on your talus at home as well. Says the Ramah, va'olam noagu, the minog is, the minog ashkenaz, with atef af b'talus gadol kodem, first you put on b'talus gadol at home, and b'tfilin, olivarech alav, you make a bracha, v'achach minich tfilin, and then v'olwech lebeis haknesses. It seems pretty clear from Shulchan Aruch, from the Ramah, what you should do. You put on your tzitzis, your talus, and your tefillin at home, and then you walk in the streets of Queens with your talus and tefillin. The question is, so, no, anyone here do that? No. So, why not? So the answer is, there's really no great reason why not, which is part of why it makes it so interesting, is the Mishnah Berurah, reciting the Magen Avraham, brings two heterim. And you'll tell me what you think of these heterim. V'im yodeya, if you know, sheyelech derech mevaos hamitunafos, that you walk through dirty areas. Anyone here daven outside during the pandemic? If the answer is yes, so you better be careful how you read this line. If anyone knows that they walk, that the streets are dirty, that's heter number one. Osha mitsuyin nachrim berchov, or they are nachrim in the street, right, non-Jews. Then yanichem bechatzer basic nesses. You should put in the courtyard of the basic nesses, and then enter shul with them after you put them on the courtyard of shul. Okay, vimi evsher. If you can't do that, yanichem bebeso. So put them on in your house, cover them with the hat or with your hand, and then go to shul. So Mishnah Berurah already starts giving us these quasi heterim. Either it's mavos mitunafos, you're walking through dirty streets. Or number two, they're nachrim in the street, and therefore somehow, we'll see in a second why not, you shouldn't put on talus and tefillin, therefore, and walk in the streets, put them on at home and walk in the streets with them. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, eight words, which don't really give you any answer, but it tells you what you shouldn't do. He writes, Bizmanenu, in our times, Ba'avonos Sarabim, unfortunately, I'efshir lasos zeklal. It's impossible to do this at all. Why not? What about in Bnei Brak? What about in Monroe? Yes or no?
So you see a lot of people walking.
Okay, but not as many as maybe as you should. So what's the fear? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, what's the fear of Nachrim in the street? Is it that it's improper for tefillin to be around Nachrim? Or is it they're going to make fun of you? So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, then the reason is mislotzitzim, he said. They're going to mock you. If they mock you, you look like a weirdo walking in the streets with this box and on your head. So therefore, maybe that's why you shouldn't do it. But nafka mina would be nowadays in certain communities. I assure you in Kiryas Yoel, there's no, even if there's a nachri around, they ain't mocking them for that. You may mock them for other things, but for wearing a tefillin is the least crazy thing sometimes you see. Or in Bnei Brak, or in the streets of Meir Sharim, saying there were kids picking cats and throwing it all when I was there. They may mock that, but did someone walk around with tefillin? What's the big deal? So then according to that, you should. And in fact, I saw some modern-day Sfarim say, and they quote the Kaf HaChaim as well, that of course you should wear tefillin in the streets to shul in those places. If they're not going to make fun of you, that heter doesn't exist. What about the heter? What about the fear of mavos mitunafos? Are our streets considered dirty or not? No? Huh? I can't hear you. Yeah, but what about Queens? Yes or no?
No. Yeah, but
we have open garbage cans. That Monday morning at 7:30, it definitely stinks when the garbage truck comes down. So every day but Monday. So Sir Chaim Kanievsky basically says yes. Every day but Monday. Here, I always, Monday morning, 7:30, there are garbage trucks coming down the block. Then maybe you shouldn't wear tefillin, says Reb Chaim. If you have a smell, then you shouldn't. But it's a machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Reb Yashiv, citing the Dirshi Mishnah Berurah, whether our streets nowadays are considered mavos mitunafos. Now, a huge nafkamina during COVID, if you could daven in the street. So we all obviously relied on the opinion that it wasn't so dirty. Yeah, but if you're walking...
Years ago, they were not paying for roads.
They're what? They're not paved roads. Correct. Correct. If anything, our streets are... Correct. If anything, our streets, I would have thought, are much cleaner than they had 400 years ago. And so, yeah. So that's a good question. It was outside the scope of my chabura, but the answer to that is yes. There are many who say you actually should walk within home, which is an interesting addendum to that, although that's not in Shulchan Aruch.
What about raining or snow?
So raining and snow, okay, fine. So you have answer for those. But what about... 80% of the time, it's a fine to walk to shul. So why don't you wear tazmuz? So the best heter we have is that our streets are mavos mitunafos, that it smells. But if you walk in an area when the non-garbage day, non-garbage collection day, I don't know, it doesn't really still smell, especially if you live four houses down from the shul. So then what's the big deal? What you should? So what's the other heter? Another heter you could say, the final heter. That's a great heter either.
Some people do it on Shabbat.
So Shabbos, it's easy. What about during the week? Tefillin, it's Shulchan Aruch.
I'm saying you see it on Shabbos.
Shabbos, you do see it more often. In Shabbos, the tefillin, Talos may not have that higher level of Kedusha. But, so what about, though, if you want to make sure you get to shul on time? If you have to start putting on with your Kavanas and your Talos and Tefillin, you're not going to be one of the first 10 to shul. So which one comes first? Is it better to get to shul early, be one of the first 10 without Talos and Tefillin, or to put on Talos and Tefillin at home and walk in a minute or two into it? So this is a big machlokas between the Dirshu actually cites on some machlokas Magen Avram and Malbim, whether Talos and Tefillin comes first, which is what the Magen Avram says, or one of the first 10, which is the Arutz Zechariah, and the Malbim disagreed, and he says that no, really it's better to be the first 10. So what's the final word on this? If you look at Rabbi Eider, the old typewritten, written by a typewriter of Eider's Tefillin, which is still a classic, he quotes in the footnotes, Rav Aaron Cutler Zetzal used to walk to shul would put on tefillin in the side room of the Beis Medrash, because even if he couldn't walk in the streets, at least he should enter into the Beis Medrash. And you see a lot of yeshiva guys do this as well. They put on a side room and then they walk into the Beis Medrash with it, at least to get part of this idea. And then he writes for Moshe Feinstein Shlita, unfortunately he's no longer for close to 40 years already, but Moshe Feinstein, he says, used to put on his talis and tefillin by his seat. So you have a big machlokas, lamaisa, what you should do. I'll just end with a wild story. I gotta tell you a wild story.
You went in the side room where you still counted
it
the first 10.
So I don't know, but Rav Aaron Cutler felt that was a worthy thing to do. Moshe seemed to say you don't really get anything because you walked into shul with your talis and tefillin not on, so even though it's a side room, it doesn't count, it sounds like. I have to end with the Maridika story. I saw in the Sefer, name it once, the Pnei Yeshua, 1700s, walking the streets, going to chakras in the morning, streets are empty. There's no idea. He's looking this way, that way. It's the middle of the week. It's bustling, should be bustling. And he sees no one there. See, where is everyone? All of a sudden, he sees a huge bear roaming the streets. Now he understood, but there's no one in the streets. He takes off his talus, which was over his head, pulls off his talus, which now is tefillin, stares at the bear, Bear takes one look at the Pnei Yeshua, this Taos and Tefillin. Bear runs off, never seen again. And all of a sudden, the people came back into the streets. That's the power of a Taos and Tefillin in the time of Pnei Yeshua. Nowadays, I don't know that that's the smartest thing to do. I think our streets are considered dirty. You definitely have this Ramosha to rely upon, but there is definitely some room to say you should put on a Taos and Tefillin on the side room. At least you accomplish something. Shkoyach.